I looked about. No one was looking. I crossed the perimeter of small, sharpened stones, a foot or so deep, about 10 feet wide, which lined the interior wall of the garden. This hurt my feet, which were small and soft and bare. Even the soles of our feet must be soft, and this is seen to by creams and lotions and the nature of the surfaces upon which we are permitted to walk, such things. It was during the heat of the day. The bangles on my left ankle made a tiny sound, and I stopped, looking about. I was frightened, but no one saw. How pleased I was that I had not been belled. Normally, it is a new girl, or even a free woman who is belled. To be sure, we may be belled at any time, and naturally, if it is wished, kept that way. But usually one is belled, if at all, in serving or in the dance. To be sure, it is sometimes required of us in the furs. Bells have many purposes, as might be supposed. Only one of these is security, making it easy, for example, to detect the presence, the movements of a girl. This is particularly useful at night. One of the reasons, too, why new girls, and sometimes free women, may be belled, is that they may begin to understand what they are, or are likely to become. This is not hard to understand when one has bells locked on one's limbs. What sort of girl or woman would be belled? Later, of course, bells are unnecessary for such a purpose. Later, obviously, there will be no doubt as to what one is, either in the minds of others or in one's own mind. I crept to the wall and put my fingers to the smooth, marbled surface. I looked upward. The wall was some 40 feet high. There are trees in the garden, of course, but they are not placed in proximity to the wall. One could not use them thus, even if they were tall enough, to obtain access to its height. The wall, I had been told, was some 10 feet in thickness. I did not know, considering the fashion in which I had been brought here, but presumably only the interior side was marbled. I had been told that the foundation of the wall extended several feet below the surface of the ground. The height of the wall, now that I backed from it, I could see was surmounted by incurved blades. I shuddered. Presumably some similar arrangement, perhaps outcurved blades, characterized its exterior side. I moved the armlet on my left arm a bit higher on my arm. It was warm to the touch. Many of the others were resting. I looked about. I did not want anyone to see me near the wall. We were not to approach the wall. The sun was reflecting against the wall. The glare hurt my eyes. We were forbidden to cross the perimeter of sharpened stones. I wore a brief wisp of yellow silk fastened at the left shoulder, my only garment. Two bracelets were on my right wrist. I did not mind the silk. Indeed, I was grateful for it. It had only been permitted to me a few days ago. Too, of course, as I have indicated, the weather was warm. I brushed back my hair. I have brown hair and brown eyes. My hair was now long. It was now below the small of my back. This is not untypical. Many of the others had hair even longer. I looked again at the wall, so smooth and sheer. It had a lovely pattern in its marbling, but this pattern, through the glare of the sun, could not be seen to its advantage. I looked up again at the lofty, formidable height of the wall. The wall seemed very smooth. Surely no purchase could be gained there. And the wall was very high, and there were the knives at its summit. Behind me, in the interior of the garden, I could hear the soft splashing of the fountain. It was set among the trees, and its spill fed into the pool. I looked again at the wall. I heard voices coming from the house. As swiftly as I could, wincing, hurting myself on the stones, I withdrew from the wall. It was my intention to circle about through the shrubbery and the tiny, lovely trees of the garden to the vicinity of the fountain.